The United States government is trying to extradite Julian Assange from the UK. If he is extradited, he'll be sentenced and convicted in a USA government special court linked closely to the FBI. Nobody who has ever appeared at this fake excuse for a court have ever been found not guilty. If extradited, Julian will face 175 years for breaking the United States Espionage Act that the USA government are trying to apply to people all over the world. Julian is currently in Belmarsh Prison, Plumstead, South East London. He's been there for 2 years now after being negotiated away from the Ecuadorian embassy in London by weak-willed corrupt stooges in the UK government, who are arse-licking the USA government trying to preserve the special relationship that UK politicians like to talk about and the USA government likes to use against them. Julian Assange, however, is innocent. He always was innocent. And we know that the case against Julian Assange is fictitious. This is a fact. The case against Julian is an FBI, Department of Justice setup to try and stem the flow of information being published through the WikiLeaks news site and to discourage other journalists from breaking the harsh United States Espionage Act and other anti-freedom laws, even if they aren't in the United States. The key witness against Julian Assange is an Icelandic man called Siggi Þórðarson, who is very well known as an embezzler and opportunist thief. Þórðarson volunteered to work at WikiLeaks as a fundraiser, but he stole more from them than he actually raised. Using his access to WikiLeaks, he stole around £35,000 by transferring money into his own accounts. The FBI and DOJ, that's the Department of Justice, in the USA, tried to put Þórðarson forward as a computer hacker who Julian approached to get information for WikiLeaks, but Þórðarson himself isn't a hacker. He apparently only made contact with real hackers online by pretending to be a key WikiLeaks staff member, when he's not. The FBI used Thorderson's connections to the hacker community and to a known hacker and FBI informant against him when Þórðarson was trying to get members of the international computer hacking groups to carry out various actions, including denial of service attacks. This was done without the knowledge of anyone in WikiLeaks, including Julian Assange. Þórðarson was trying to disrupt the government-operated computer systems and databases in Iceland, where he lived. When Thorderson's theft and treachery was becoming apparent, he got in touch with the FBI via his local USA embassy in Iceland, and he, along with members of the FBI, started to weave the case against Julian Assange. Þórðarson was given a story to tell to implicate Julian Assange in exchange for immunity from prosecution for himself. Þórðarson continued his scamming and now admits that the statement he made against Julian Assange on WikiLeaks was false, and he was never asked to hack anything or to gain access to computers by Julian Assange or WikiLeaks. So let's stop all this fucking about and get our mate Julian out. We've learnt not to trust government lies. And we've learnt that much of what we see in the papers and on TV is shit. It's time to shake and break. Shake up the government and break this system.